Thursday afternoon marked the start of the 113th Congress, and for some of its newest members, the swearing-in ceremony had them feeling all sorts of emotions.
You know, it's very exciting, very humbling. I'm ready to get going.
For others, like Florida Congressman Ellen Grayson, they're already looking at the job ahead. Grayson joined six other U.S. representatives as the newest Florida members. The difference is he's not a freshman. The Democrat is a former representative who lost his re-election bid in 2010, but he came back swinging in 2012 and won. Grayson says one thing he's hoping to do is clear up the misconception that, quote, nothing can be done in Washington.
And people who say that and people who think that should not be running for Congress. The fact is that there are solutions to our problems. In many cases, they're painfully obvious. The only thing preventing them is entrenched special interests, usually entrenched special interests that support the Republican Party. But whether it's the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, the fact is we can pull together. There's no reason why we have to have 25 million people in this country who can't find full-time work. The country is what we make of it.
And that's why Republican Congressman Ted Yoho says he ran for office to bring about change. He's a veterinarian who's now serving the North Central Florida area after defeating longtime incumbent Cliff Stearns.
I've had enough. I've had enough of Washington standing in the way of job creation. And I've had enough of the career politicians who've created this mess, insisting they're the only ones who can get us out of this. As a businessman, as a large animal veterinarian, I feel I have a different perspective than the career politicians.
And he may not be the only one feeling that way. Republican Congressman Trey Radel serves the 19th congressional district in Southwest Florida. The former reporter and current businessman called Congress in the past, quote, dysfunctional, and says it's time to work across the aisle and focus on what's really important.
I'm a freshman. I don't have any kind of misconceptions that I'm going to come in and change the world, sponsor legislation that will be blessed by the speaker and Democrats, etc. But what I can do is be a voice for my district. And like so much of the United States, it's all about the economy, jobs.
And that's a sentiment echoed by all the new Florida freshmen, including the youngest House member of Congress, Patrick Murphy, who represents the 18th district serving the South Florida area. The 29-year-old ran against GOP incumbent Alan West and defeated him last year. Murphy is now looking at ways to rejuvenate the economy, including stabilizing the housing market, especially in Florida, which he says is one reason he's been assigned to the House Financial Services Committee. The Democrat adds he's also been working across the aisle on legislation that aims to help the state's environment.
When you have discharges from the lake, when you have things like Hurricane Sandy that come through and devastate our beaches, tourism takes a big hit. When tourism takes a hit, so does the economy. And in addition to that, so much of the real estate market in the district is based on clean water, clean air, nice beaches, et cetera. So we have to keep that in mind. But it's really it's our economy. So a dollar spent on the environment, studies have shown, brings back $4 to our economy. So it's smart spending.
Another fellow Democrat hoping to work across the aisle on several issues like jobs, the economy, transportation, and Medicare is the only woman of the new Florida bunch, Democrat Lois Frankel. She's a former mayor and state lawmaker, and she made a bit of history by becoming the first woman to represent the state's 22nd congressional district in the South Florida area.
I liken the Congress to being like a car stuck in the mud, and everybody keeps pushing in opposite directions, and they can't get the car out of the mud. But you have to know when to compromise, because that's the only way we're going to keep this country moving in the direction it should be moving, which is forward.
The other new Florida congressmen are Ron DeSantis, a Republican, and Joe Garcia, a Democrat. DeSantis is a former U.S. Navy JAG officer and federal prosecutor who will serve on several House panels, including the Judiciary and Foreign Affairs Committees. Like DeSantis, Garcia will also be sitting on the House Judiciary Committee. He's the first Cuban-American Democrat to represent South Florida in Congress. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.